That microwave is beeping an H. No, really. Four dots.
Yeah.
H.
Yeah, and there's no H in microwave.
Nope.
Sarah, thank you for the idea. I think I found a way.
All right. Well, if you need any more help on the rib cage, I'll be more than happy to assist. Because that's my research. Just keep in mind the Quantus Lumborum, you know, does most of the work. Okay?
Oh goodness, she knows what she's talking about.
And the diaphragm is an involuntary muscle, so just keep that in mind.
Uh-huh.
Understood?
Of course.
All right. Cool.
I love that. That dinner at the geisha house
was that was fun.
Fun as usual.
Mm. Yeah, just knowing that the Quantus Lumborum does all the work. It's great.
And he does a lot of throat and nose singing. Sing out his ears.
Careful there.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Oh, right, it's you, Reuben.
Thank you.
There'd better be no more nightmares tonight. Well, actually the grading's submitted Tuesday, so about 2 more days worth of torture for me. Rib raisers and rib depressors?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Got it. Good. So you have been studying my paper.
Yeah.
Good.
This is wonderful. Oh, that is so delightful.
Told you. Isn't it good?
Yes, it is. Mm. It's even better because I'm enjoying it with both of you.
Hey, to friends, even though mine's half drunk.
Yes, to friends.
Best part is, you're doing this in the physical world.
Yes. No more holding up virtual things to Skype.
That's true. By the way, let me send this file to you.
What? Oh. I think I'm still a little off. Oh, man.
No peeking.
But I want to learn some of this stuff, too.
Oh, I'll teach it to you Monday. I'll teach it to you Monday. Just know that the Quantus Lumborum is part of the rib raisers.
Got it.
You've also got your costals, your intercostals, and your diaphragm.
We have our pentecostals.
Not that! I'm sure P-Dev would have killed you.
I kid.
I know that. I was actually very serious.
I know you were. I love you, Sarah.
I told you about the joke that that my friend played on me once. Jill, you might want to hear this too.
I'm listening.
Well, you know, I'm a very serious student in P-Dub's conducting class, or I was. I probably still would be, you know, if I were conducting. But anyway. So my music for the Mozart Requiem came in Braille, you know, and I'm like, hey guys, I've got something to show you, my music, because I figured it's a smaller class, it's not going to get destroyed, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we only had maybe 20 people in there versus maybe 60 for the choir, so they're all up there feeling it and everything, and I'm you know, doing whatever I need to do. And Olivia, good friend of mine, very good friend of mine, I wonder how she's doing. Anyway, So she was like, hey, Sarah, didn't you hear? And the rest of the class, including Professor Weiler, got into it as well. Sarah, didn't you hear? I'm like, hear what? No, she's like, hey, Sarah, what part is that? I said soprano and soprano only. You know, and I was telling how it worked and everything, and they were feeling it. Hey, Sarah, didn't you hear? No. No, what?
Oh, good, finally it is tough. I can get it when I get back in the house.
And she was like, hey, Sarah, we switched your part out, and keep in mind, the concert was a week from the day that I was... No, a few days from the day that... that I was showing them my music. And she was like, Sarah, just to let you know, we switched out your part. You're now singing alto.
Okay.
Olivia! And my face just turned deathly pale. And I smacked her.
Oh.
I pretended to smack her. Like, basically, she was like, I'm kidding! No, she's like, I'm kidding, after my face turned pale. So then I reached over and I just pretended to smack her. Oh, yeah. I mean, she... But see, everyone in the conducting class knew how serious I was. And that just... I would take that very seriously. Hey, Sarah, you have to learn alto in a week. Whoa! Now, keep in mind, this piece is 50 minutes long, 5-0. So that's why I panicked.
We're going to be doing this, but we're also going to be doing some breathing exercises.
Jill, you've done the Mozart Requiem, haven't you?
Yes.
So you know.
I love it, though.
So you knew what I was going through when she said, Sarah, you're changing to alto.
Yeah.
I've heard it all. Don't worry.
A couple
I've heard
times
it
you
all.
Tried to get me to all go down.
I've heard it's stupid.
Oh, see, this was a joke. I mean, I would have, of course, done it, you know, had there been not enough. I would have.
They understood, but I'm not really into alto.
I can do both comfortably.
I can, but sometimes if they go below C, middle C,
yeah,
I can't. I just can't.
It's out of her range.
I think the lowest I've gone in that piece, in the altos I've gone in that piece
it's
is
like the rota inside the office.
Like to a G sharp, I think.
I mean, yes, the jazz training helped me big time, but
you still wouldn't feel comfortable.
No. I mean, I can, but it's forced.
Yeah. I had to actually sing one of the alto parts because there wasn't enough. That's about as far as I got. But it worked. They had, you know, it just needed that little bit of an oomph. So me and, like, two other sopranos did it uncomfortably. But you can understand why I panicked. It was a week before the performance.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had to learn that very much last minute. I'm just glad you didn't pull the... Oh, Sarah, did you know you had the solo? What? I didn't even... The only one I know is... Sad sing for the song to... Mikhail... I'm glad I didn't get that.
I would love to do a show in Caesar's Palace.
Oh. That would be interesting. So that would be interesting.
Yeah, but it'd be fun.
No, Ruben would love to do a show in Caesar's Palace.
Oh.
I thought he meant perform one.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I'd love to have a show in Caesar's Palace.
Every day, the same thing. Every day, without a break. Every day. One would need a break every once in a while. That's the one thing I'm worried about is if I ever get this cruise job, I'm not going to get a break for 10 months. It'll be straight on singing. I would hope they would be nice enough to give me a bit of a break.
Okay, water?
So no, I meant like,
I know.
Like not doing the show like, you know, for like 1 or 2 days.
Oh, hey.
Water, yes, I'd understand, but...
I must, you know, the day after my accident... I must have drank at least a total... They didn't have water bottles. They had, you know, the...
The cups?
No, they... Well, you know what I mean. The ones that you can... where they normally deliver the water to you. You know, the thing where you put it into the little fountain.
The water dispenser.
Yeah, the dispensers. The water dispensers.
Okay.
Yeah. I must have had a total of maybe 6 water bottles worth of water.
But you needed it, though.
I know, but you have to remember, my nerves were still shot.
If it helped, though, you know.
You know.
That's why I told you to get water after the session that I did with
you. Because
you needed it. Actually, I kind of put that in your head that you needed it, but...
It's like I told you
sorry.
Last week over Skype, because...
I was wondering about that.
I didn't
sorry,
know
Jill.
If you knew about it or not. And I was, like, telling you, should I tell her? Or should I wait till Jill gets on to tell her? And then you're like, oh, no, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I know.
Like,
I was worrying about Operation 5 becoming Operation Part
Mixed.
No, Operation Fucked.
Yeah. No, I mean, actually, the first thing I was worried about is she okay? And Mom's like, yeah. I said, well, that's going to nix, and that's about as far as I got. Well, Mom must have understood something, but she's like, no, it's not. She didn't know any. She didn't know, but I think she understood that something was going to be nixed.
You know.
But no, so she's like, no. Jill's okay.
I'm glad she's okay. I'm glad that we're okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that we can have this.
I'm just overall glad that she's okay.
I'm just glad that...
I mean, even if...
I'm glad this conversation is not a Skype conference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even if... I mean, I know that this is... I don't know how to say it, but, I mean... If Operation 5 had to be fudged, because, you know, for her to heal and to get, like, to get 100% better...
I'd rather that, but, you know...
Oh, yeah.
To get better, but, you know... I know she wanted the company.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I remember her telling me, don't change anything.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to change anything until we find out what's going to happen next.
I'm just glad that...
That Friday, that night, I told her, Group 10, if things don't change, I will see you in January.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was right.
Oh, that piano's so much out of tune. Try It's Out of Tune by a few cents. Oh.
There's that old...
It's overplayed, though. It's really overplayed.
I know, but there's this old choral piece with, like, Dean... You know, it was an A-flat. But there's this one song.
I'm hearing voices on that one now.
Yeah,
it is. There is.
I've never heard it until now. What the heck? Why am I just hearing it now?
Because you probably weren't paying attention to it.
Or it's a different rendition with the voice mixed in. Voices
perhaps.
Mixed in.
Perhaps. There's this one Christmas song. I was actually telling this to one of my friends in town. There's one Christmas song that just does me in, and I can't finish hearing it because then I start to cry. Christmas.
I love that one, yes.
You've read my mind.
Every time I broadcast
you've
that one.
You've read my mind.
Every time I broadcast. I was thinking that too. Every time I broadcast
holy
that one.
Crap, we were in tune with
I
that one.
I can't. I finish it, of course. I have to. Because, you know, I'm broadcasting it, but I can't do a voice break until I play something else.
Oh, you've read our minds, honey.
I was just thinking. I've read the book.
It just.
I've read the book.
Ripped your heart out of
I
yeah.
know.
Yeah, sorry.
Have you read the book?
No.
With a steak tenderizer.
But still.
Reuben, have you read the book?
No.
If
but
you
there was
can,
a movie about it too.
If you can get
yeah.
your hands on the book, it's by the same guy that wrote the five people that meet you in heaven.
Oh.
It's by the same author. Read the book. I was very teary-eyed.
Oh, geez.
And I cannot play that song without crying. I have to go to a voice.
Oh,
I cannot go to a voice break.
That song, when I first heard it, made me cry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a lot of people saying it made them cry. I didn't hear it until I was at home listening to the radio. I was trying to settle my mind down to go to sleep.
Right.
And I heard it. I was like, I started bawling.
Well... In my case, well, I had heard it that year, the first year it ever came out, and then I heard it again, sung by a friend of mine, and a guest who ended up going on stage next to perform.
You?
Yes.
You poor.
I'm like, I can't do this, but I had to. I had no choice. You know how hard it is to sing Angels We Have Heard on High when crying?
Yeah.
Especially with the Gloria and the darned melisma?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the part
other
where
one
goes shepherds.
Me is, Christmas list or something like that, or Christmas wish or something like that.
Christmas wish. I don't listen to much Christmas music anymore. I've been tired of it. Especially because I've had to record it. So, I mean, I've been.
Yeah, especially remember the Christmas broadcasts of TCAW.
I never played Christmas Shoes, though. That wasn't out yet, was
no,
it?
No, I think you did one year. I'm not remembering.
Did I?
I was in high school when that came out.
Okay, then, yeah, since you and I are about close to the same age, yeah, it was out when I would have played it. Butterfly Kisses I could never listen to.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's the only song I'd be, yeah.
I could. Don't Take the Girl.
Tim McGraw's Don't Take
the
Girl.
Oh, I love that song.
And Always Gets to Me.
I keep thinking that she didn't die.
Don't Laugh at Me by Mark Willis.
That's not one of my favorites. I don't care for that one. I just don't. It touches...
I do, but every time I hear that, it just gets to me.
It just touches the wrong nerve in me. I'm like, ah.
For me, it gets to me because I was one of those kids who got made fun of. Merciless.
So was I. So was I. So was I. I was the kid in braces.
I was the kid with the weird last name.
Oh.
I was just weird all around.
Oh, well.
No, with the glasses, because they all...
Close at night.
Oh, shoot.
Thanks.
Don't worry, you still have time.
Oh, thanks.
No, it wasn't only that, but when I got into fifth grade, then when I got my glasses for the first time...
You wear glasses?
You're working hard,
yes.
Don't they?
No, contacts and glasses. I can wear either one.
I didn't know that.
But when I got my glasses, they kept calling me... Spider-Man. Because of the glasses.
I would have thought Four Eyes. That's what they called my sister.
That, not just, well, that too. But
they call me Six Eyes. It's the bifocals.
Oh.
No, Eight Eyes. That's Eight Eyes.
That's odd, but okay. That doesn't make much.
They called me Eight Eyes. They called me Merkel. They called me Screech. From Saved by the Bell.
By the Bell. Oh, Screech wore glasses?
No. He was just the group's geek.
Oh.
But, you know, he was more of an oddball than
he was. Yeah, he was a little strange. He was actually my favorite character.
Not mine.
No? He reminded me of me.
I liked Steve Urkel, though, because he was a cool geek.
Yeah.
He was a cool
geek. Now, Screech was just annoying. But, now, Steve Urkel.
The character I could not stand in Saved by the Bell was Lisa Turtle.
I forgot.
I just wanted to shove my fist down her throat.
I forgot who she was.
She was the fashionista who was self-absorbed and stuck up.
Oh.
The one that Screech had a crush on, but never had a chance, chance with, because she was just so much, so full of herself.
Mm. But, you know, that's high school for you.
I know. I called her a luxury girl when I was a kid.
That's high school for you.
I know that they call him Gold Digger, but, like, she's just luxury. That's why I called her luxury girl.
Like I said, before,
girls like that, I don't understand.
I don't either.
But at least by the time I got to high school in the spring of my, freshman year, I got into archery.
Sophomore for me.
You do archery?
Yeah.
Oh.
You forgot.
Yeah.
We got into archery. I already knew how to string my bow, so I did it on my way as we were walking over to the target.
Nice.
My PE teacher, she came up behind me and she's like, I just saw you string bow. How did you know how to do that? Like, middle school?
Oh.
Because, you know, we had archery in middle school, so, and I took it.
Oh, bless you.
And so she's like, well, you're going to be doing the demos.
Oh, wow.
I was just...
Well, you know?
The thing about me, though...
Jensen made me do the same thing.
And, you know that that rule of 33rd... the rule of 33rds?
Not really.
33% is the school. 33% is your parents. And 33% is on you.
Mm-hmm.
I was socially awkward.
Wait, but that's 99. Where's the other 1%?
That's not the point.
Sorry.
It's a 33.3%, basically. I was in the special ed department from the time I was 3 up until maybe the time I was about 12 or 13.
No.
I was socially impaired. And who could blame me with all the different disabled kids that I interacted with? That and I moved a lot. So, you know... I did have, you know, I was, it pains me to say it, because I saw a video of me on, you know, a video on VHS of me when I was about 9, but mentally I was somewhere between 4 and 5.
Ouch.
Because of the special classes. because my parents didn't know how to raise a disabled child.
Right.
And because I didn't know any better.
I think you turned out good.
Right. And my parents worked on it. Mm-hmm. And they tried, but the thing is, I wasn't always this way. I didn't get that way. I used to talk to myself all the time.
Whenever I drew,
I imagined that my drawings were animated. So I would do all the voices, and it came off like I was talking to myself.
Oh.
I didn't have very many friends.
Excuse me.
When my brother and I started college, we would go out, and, you know, they'd invite me to do things, and I was home. All the time. I helped my mom with stuff around the house. Much to my chagrin, you know, I was reluctant to test it. Spring break would come around, my brother would do teenager things, go to condos and get in trouble, and stay home. I hated it. It's like, I wanted to get in trouble. You know when you say, I want to get in trouble, I say, I wanted to experience those things, good, bad, or otherwise, you know. I had sense to not drink myself stupid.
I had sense
to not have premarital sex.
Yeah.
And get a girl pregnant. I didn't really have a girlfriend until Jill, and I'm not lying to you there. I mean, yeah, I say I've had two others, but they were just month-long things. You know? The first one was totally blind. I met in late 96, like in December of 96. I had to break it off in February of 97 because...
I'll just let you know, guys, it's 2043.
Yeah,
her parents, being the old-fashioned Mexicans...
My brother. I wonder if there's a way to get, like, all the Car Talk episodes from, like, the 70s, or whenever they started, up until... Well, they retired last year.
But you'll hear, like, reruns.
Yeah.
On NPR.
Yeah, it's not the same.
And that was insane. We're back with Car Talk, you know.
You went back with Car Talk? Yeah, Car Talk. Yeah, it was a...
Car Talk.
They had a Boston... well, they were in...
They had a Car Talk, you know.
They were in Cambridge, Mass.
We heard about that. And now let's take some calls. Well, we had this back. We had this Toyota Corolla that made this red.
And actually, the funny thing is, Ruben, this is where I learned all about cars for me. No, really.
That's great.
I mean, I remember
your parents, because I think your parents are home. If I remember correctly.
What about my parents?
They're back home, aren't they?
Yeah, we saw them before we left.
Oh.
They're waiting for you anyway.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Really?
Ah! Shut up.
Stupid piece of crap.
I almost dropped Sarah's...
My lunch food.
Yeah. Here, somebody grab this while I grab my things down.
Give me a second.
Okay, hang on a minute. Cool, I can actually stand up. Whoa, almost.
Careful,
I got it. I got this.
Oh, the video?
Yeah.
Don't forget the... Okay, I had to hammer on that enter key. Oh, excuse me. The combination of sake and mint. Ew. Tasted nasty. The combination of sake and mint. Oh. I need to feed my Gatsby. Ah!
bless you.
Thank you. Well, it happens after I eat, so.
Hey, it's a combo, so, and it's your best value. Really? How is the value there?
Yeah, yes. It's $38.50 for the geisha special. So you get an appetizer, you get your choice of drink, you get the steak, lobster, chicken, and
bless you.
So,
thank you.
Fried rice, veggies, you know, get a crowded table.
Huh? We had a birthday actually at our table.
No.
We had another birthday at the table, yeah.
21. I'll be right back, you guys. I'm going to go and, well, I'll just be right back.
Okay.
All right, Gatsby, yeah, I'll get you two. Hang on, Gatsby. I'll be down in a few minutes. Hey guys.
Hi, Danny. Happy birthday girl. We're watching your reactions.
Oh no. Oh, where can I put my phone? Oh no, I'll put it to.
We kind of have, you know, just kept this in the down low.
So that's why you ran and hurried got your camera.
Yeah.
I thought, they just want to take pictures, I guess. I didn't realize.
Same table as last time, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gentleman there, he was having a birthday as well.
It's too perfect. 12, 13, 14, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there is the gentleman there next to his wife.
Oh. Look, Jill, I can walk.
Let's see.
I don't know what she feels when I heard Sarah there.
Now she does. Oh, there she goes. Let's see. I know where I am now. You guys send this to us. It's so precious. Aww. Yes.
Yes. She would not let me go for her. Yeah, look, y'all can walk.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you so much. She, like, locked me in.
Oh, that's priceless. Oh, you're just a party in yourself, huh? Cute. Oh, cute. It looked a precious. That's so cute. Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
See, I can stand on my own
2 feet now. That's good. Should have a little bit of the sake.
Okay,
well,
okay.
There you go.
I had a whole,
It was only 8 ounces. I mean, come on.
It wasn't
oh
much, but honestly, we had a great time. Because not only was the music playing, but we were also singing to it. And the chef was also getting into it as well.
Yeah,
the chef remembered her and I when I first took her. He's like, holy crap, it's been that long. He's like, didn't I see you like a couple of months ago? I'm like, no, we saw you in April. He's like, oh my gosh.
Because I recognized his voice. I'm like, wait, I've heard you. You know,
What a small world! Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
that's so good.
That really was not part of the plan.
No.
That's perfect.
But
so,
same table.
Because,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we had the same table when he was here. Because
the last
so
time,
so cool.
The guy who did ours, he wasn't really into it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He just kind of got it over with.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one just, yeah.
But I would gladly do that, because it's all in here. I've been in some other videos of...
what you doing now? Huh?
Mine and Jill's adventures here. So
oh, cool!
I'm just walking around.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
we'll
Mr.
Show. Ziplining sometime.
Oh,
Mr.
Ziplining.
Off Fremont Street.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing that, because
so,
I've never done it.
When Monty and Sarah want to go to do the Heart Attack Girl again, then he and I are going to go ziplining.
Yeah, there you go. I was off to the ziplining.
It's going
to
be great because, you know, honestly, should I tell Leslie about that? I guess I should.
No, wait, about what? I'm not...
About Monty, you know, what we were thinking when Monty was coming to town.
Right.
Just so that he'd have a place to stay.
Yeah, you could do that, maybe. I don't think...
Yeah, I know. Honestly, one of the reasons why we came up with the Emerald Suites wasn't so much for, you know, me staying here in town with Jill, but we were also thinking about Sarah and Monty, because it's like, you know, it wouldn't be fair for Jill to just see me and you know...
Sarah being
the third, you know...
Third wheel.
The third wheel without Monty, and it's like, no,
yeah.
We got... So we're, like, looking, and this was, like...
A week ago.
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
it was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
We were looking through Priceline, Travelocity, Hotwire, and Hotels.com, looking at all these things. And then Jill's like, but look at all the fees. And
Gatsby.
Like, right, you know, what are we going to do? And
on.
It's like, you know, if we don't come up with something, this is going to be bust. And, you know, I'd spend $300 just to... And so I could fly down there and spend time with you. And this was like shortly after you told us that you were having so many guests coming to your house for the holidays. And it's like, you know, and Jill's like, I wish I hadn't, you know, heard about it. Hey, we needed to know. You know, how awkward would it have been to come and assume everything is okay and find out it isn't.
And sleep on the floor.
Leave her alone.
Literally.
Well, I mean, I did that last summer. It's not like it was... But...
And so Monty's coming...
Yeah.
How long?
A couple weeks.
No, but he's not going to be here.
I know. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's not going to be here.
And it's like,
Sarah...
He's
helping out with costs.
I actually told Sarah, you know, I told Sarah, like, this was after I had a nice talking to her on, you know, on last Thursday. Not this past, but
I needed it.
Last Thursday.
Oh.
Because that week, Jill and I were going through a lot. And this was prior to the accident. And that Wednesday night, Jill went to apartment and living, apartmentholeandliving.com. So we looked up all these things, five listings that came up within price range. And something told me Emerald Suites. And she goes, but look at the price. I'm like, well, we'll figure that out later. Something tells me to
this
one.
No. Sorry.
Hey, Bob, can you
take
out the garbage, please?
Dragging his ass.
Oh, he needs
to
have his anal glands.
So then Monty will come for a couple of weeks then?
Hmm?
Well, here's the plan. Here's the thing. The thing was, we were thinking about them as much as we were thinking about ourselves.
Yeah.
Because I said, I feel bad with what I feel bad with what you told us 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad. I felt extremely responsible. Even though it wasn't my fault. And
no,
Jill
I found
like,
it.
Jill is like, Ruben, it's not your fault. Like,
yeah,
I can't help but feel responsible. That
can you take out the trash, please, Baba?
Yeah, and don't worry. You know, like for
I felt bad about that.
Yeah,
and he's like, we gotta do something.
I don't ever think like you, Sarah, be a third wheel like that. No, Sarah.
I mean, the point is,
No, I mean, you know, their relationship's a little bit different.
Because before I was fishing around, oh, it was interesting. It was really interesting. Tell me. It sucked.
Be honest with me.
Ruben, it sucked.
I appreciate that. But let me show you what I mean by it sucked. I gotta find the part.
Oh!
It's the simple of it. And then... the up-to-date version.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that
You still have it? Yeah.
Of course I do. It's part of my archive.
What I meant is, can you find it?
Yes.
I think I'm still a little tipsy. Oh, yeah.
We need some speakers, though, because
Oh, we don't... Oh, yeah, I don't know...
Asus speakers are not the greatest.
No, they're not.
On the wattage.
Yeah, I think my... And I think my dock batteries are probably dead by now, so...
The one that Rosh again. Yeah, I killed the batteries on that. Look at that.
Yeah, I think you... Hey, I think they died.
Thank you very much for killing it.
No, it's okay.
It's all right. Hard drives, but I'm also going to find the retooled version of the home demo because I actually redid the quote instrumental.
Oh.
The backing track was not an oral thing. Sarah knows what I'm talking about.
How did you? When did you retool that? I don't remember.
Last year.
Oh, that's why I don't remember.
It was early last year, but it was like this monoral thing.
Ugh, it was. Yeah, it kind of was.
Monaural with the ladies to make it sound stereo. That's a poor man's stereo.
It worked, but no.
It's a poor man's stereo effect. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Where are you getting at with this? You're wasting your time with your stupid recordings. You're going to waste their time with your stupid recordings? I can't believe you, son. Oh, God, you brought everything. But they like my recordings. They're just being nice to you.
Nope. Well, except for the,
we'll see what I got. Yeah, I'll play both. I gotta look for the notes. Let's see. Oh,
a thing, and then we'll take it from there.
Right. Not a problem.
Sorry, Ruben.
Not a problem.
Me taking over again.
I was just, oh my God, that's what you should say, that sounds like the eldest child would say, something like that.
What?
And she goes, that's her taking over again. I would just wait.
You're just thinking that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, my God, that's funny.
Except I'm younger.
No, what I mean is that you sound like mature and taking...
No.
Taking
that's
charge.
Very good, Sarah. That's
fine.
Sunny.
It's fine.
Well, right. I was just thinking that.
Oh.
So,
I mean, I would love to play Caesar's Palace or one of these casinos and do my song period. I want a venue because I tried doing that in El Paso and I only get a we'll see or a maybe. Or we'll look into it. You know, if you're going to just tell me no.
Just tell me
no. I'm not a little kid.
Yeah. Just tell me no.
I don't care.
You know, okay, this is what they say in there.
Yeah.
If God wills. Every time you go, are you going to, inshallah? No, really, are you? Did you, inshallah?
I mean, I'm a 36-year-old man.
It's
not like a...
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a
36-year-old.
Hey, you want to feel your... Come here, baby. I want you to feel your pride.
Oh, geez, that.
It's not like I'm this little brat here.
I would have slapped him by now.
You know what I would have done? Grabbed a little mini straight jacket, yelled at him saying, stop your insanity.
Yeah, there you go. I don't deal well with that.
I don't either. It's
like,
no. When I say no, it's no. And you get to slap him.
The dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is your kid. I know you don't want to touch it, but it's in this box.
And have you ever noticed that little brats like that always have bedhead?
Yeah, it's rolled out on the floor. It's in this. But I'm just like, it's round, obviously.
Right.
But the whipped cream, they swirled it up. They swirled it up.
How?
It
How's that possible?
Around.
You can't.
See, I don't know what you feel when
no,
I'm
no, 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 no,
no.
I don't want
It'll
to.
It'll be your piece.
I know. I don't want to get my hands messy. I'll feel it in a minute. I don't want to get my hands messy. I have cream.
Do you want to play Happy Birthday for yourself?
Not really.
Your cake is very beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
We went through the whole list.
Oh.
If he was video game pixels, I'd have shot him with a 12 gauge.
Yeah. 12 gauge is basically
a
scatter gun.
Yeah, it's a type of rifle. No,
and when
it's a
you
shotgun.
And when you fire that cartridge, it expands and basically by the time it gets to its target and expands, it basically blows it to smithereens.
I love the way you describe things. It's amazing. It's like talking to a dictionary.
Thanks.
No, it's very good because I could actually picture it in my head.
Look up a scatter gun
like
gauge, 12 gauge scatter gun.
Horrible. You know, it's like there's a difference between being disabled and being a bratty little child.
That child is just a brat.
Yeah,
I would have done more than just
nothing to do with anything.
not the face, not the face.
I mean, some kids are just.
I would have just applied the fly swatter to their butt.
No more solids. No, he wouldn't be. He would not be having solids until his permanence came in.
No.
Well, here's the thing. When I have kids, they're not gonna have like a laptop or iPad or anything like that. They'll have a LeapFrog or something like that,
or whatever those things are called.
Something that's geared towards their age.
I mean, I don't know anything about that kind of stuff, but.
But still, I mean, you know,
something,
who gives their little 3-year-old an iPad?
I wouldn't.
Seriously,
I wouldn't.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, they have to learn their ABCs and do fun things technically, like
ride
and do fun things.
I understand.
But the LeapFrogs do that. The LeapFrogs do that.
There's
whatever those things
are.
Logs, old-fashioned stuff.
There are
kid-friendly
variants to it.
Yeah.
I just saw the cutest little thing, so I sent it to my girlfriend whose children are ready to read. You take a plate, and you cut it in 26... little pieces for starting in the center, so they're little blocks of cuts, and you put the ABCs on them, and you fold them over when you spell. You turn it into, you cut up a plate into 26 pieces.
I guess that's my lament with kids
these
days. You know, CPS has pretty much got it so ass backwards. I mean, whatever happened in the days of the hand, the paddle, the shoe, or
the fly swatter? In my case,
or the fly swatter.
Yeah, now
it hurts.
We call it child abuse.
Which is not. Okay, overdo it, and it is, but...
Yeah.
But there are lines that can be, you know, drawn.
I never had to spank you children.
I did get spanked once. I don't remember why now, but whatever it is, I didn't do it again. Whatever it is, I didn't do it again.
I don't really believe it. I just believe in, like...
No, I believe in the full-on spanking.
No, I don't.
I do.
I've never had to spank you guys.
Like I said, I got spanked once by you, but I don't remember what I did.
But
whatever
I mean,
it was, I didn't do it again.
You use it as a punishment that just really is terrible.
I deserved it, though.
Or you just...
Whatever I did, I deserved it.
I talked to you children a lot.
But I did, but I remember. I did get the belt.
It was really nice.
I did get the belt. I got the fly sweater once, but whatever it is, I didn't do it again.
So you just really feel that it's...
No, I believe in the full-on, you know...
I don't put fear in my children.
No, that's
I wouldn't either, but like, I hate it when the parents just try to talk to them like they're grown up.
You use spanking as an element of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use it, like, once I spanked for Kent, he was shocked.
He was 10.
Yeah, I know, I'd never spank him, because I would either talk to them and say, this is why we don't touch, not like, just no. It's hot. You give a child, you have to explain things about their world.
Yeah.
Because they're so little,
they don't understand.
You know, parents go, no. And I told you no, and they spank the hand. Like, what the hell? Your child doesn't know what oven's hot. She doesn't say, it's hot. That's his wife. Let them feel how warm it is or how warm it can get a little.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sarah and I said, tell you, let you touch things.
I don't remember, but okay.
Well, how do you think you got to know about things going on pebble hunts, Sarah?
I remember that. We were in California.
Oh, God, pebble hunts.
The pebble hunt!
The
Roger McCann never went on a pebble hunt.
I know. Poor thing. They missed a lot
they
of
did.
Stuff with you.
You want to take them on a pebble hunt?
No. Anyway, Sarah, would you like to sing happy birthday? I think it'd be nice.
No, you guys do it.
That.
Okay. I'm not singing happy birthday to myself.
I did not get candles because I did not want you blowing anything on this cheesecake.
I already took it.
You may do it on your piece.
I already took care of it at the...
Yeah,
at the
she had some ice cream over at the toilet.
And I used my coral trainer and got all in one breath.
Well, there you go.
I use my quantum lumborum.
Excuse me.
Quantus lumborum. Right, Jill?
Is that
Oh my gosh.
Khalid, are you awake? Bibi? We can sit down and have some wine.
Wake up. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I gave
it to him when you left.
Oh, well, hey, that's why I felt better.
No, he actually asked me when we were in a store or somewhere. You go, when Costco, do you have ibuprofen?
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
Not
well,
Costco.
Hey, that's why I feel better.
Somewhere else. But I said, that is like so strange.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Catapult launched that kid into space.
There's some kids.
The catapult.
Buy your catapult now.
I would love to sing. I'd love to hear people who actually sing happy birthday to my Sarah. Because I think it would sound really pretty, and I just think that I would love to hear something like that. What do you think, people?
I like that. I'm going to stand up so I get some more air in my diaphragm.
What do you think, you guys?
Do you want me to get? Do you want me to get
recorded? Right?
Do you want me to give you a prep?
No.
My jaw muscles.
Somebody.
I'll do that here.
Okay. So you stand over here.
I don't know where I put the little crown.
I don't have a tripod, so unfortunately.
Sorry.
But I know you won't wear it anyway, so
why
I'm not
you, you didn't bring your tripod?
No. No room for it. Somebody got a video tripod or you try something.
Where's my crown? I had it. I gotta think where it is.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But why were you jumping up and down? I mean, you had Medhead. You're taking a breath. This is a video response to the kid who wanted the iPad. Dad, where were you? Where did your disciplinary skills go? I mean, you should have smacked your kid.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you're always trying to lure.
Is that the prelude to my daughter's?
I'm not recording.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well, do you think?
Well,
you're
going to
have to think about it.
Sorry, excuse me.
Ready, guys? Ready?
Ready?
Oh, wait. There we go.
What happened?
I hit the wrong button.
Oh,
well,
that
went
out.
And we are ready. Okay, awkward silence.
Someone has to conduct. Oh, Sarah, you conduct.
Oh, this is weird.
Okay, let me just get my camera on. Oh, I don't know how. Just let me get followed. Because you're going to conduct.
Oh,
jeez. And let's see. All right, Ruben, can you handle it all?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Can you see me?
Yes.
Okay.
All I'm
you.
Giving you is a two. All right.
Okay.
Or yeah, two. Ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sarah. Happy birthday. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be absolutely wonderful.
So far, it has been.
Yep.
Any wishes?
Nope. They all came true.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome.
Blessings to all.
Very good.
I love that.
And a virtual toast, like I did at the geisha house.
Well, you had 8 ounces of a
virtual toast.
Right there.
Excellent.
You're so silly. Oh my gosh.
This is why I love Sarah very much.
And it's not happening over Skype, right?
Right.
That's exactly, yeah, exactly.
Agree.
That's
sorry, there was a delay there. My video camera was kind of broken.
You know, that night I talked to Ruben and to Jill, somehow I was leaning on the computer.
Yeah.
And somehow I leaned away and realized I could see them. I had no idea while they were. I thought, oh gosh, it's too bad I can't see them. The screen is dark. And somehow I leaned over. Oh my gosh, I can see them.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I couldn't believe it.
Because
you didn't tell
cams.
Me that I could see them.
I didn't know. Well, they normally don't have the webcams on.
Oh. Well, we do, actually.
Oh.
All the time.
Yep.
Oh, Jill, guess what I heard in the UK Top 40? I heard that stupid happy song. I hate it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wait. She's going to like this then.
I hate that song. Oh my gosh, I hate that song. No!
Why?
She's going to love this. Gotta find it first. Okay.
So you want to try it all on the cheesecake?
I'll try a little bit now. Just a little bit. And what about you, Jill?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I will wait. I will wait.
Are you okay, Ruben?
I'm
you
fine.
Feel okay. Jill, is my tube clear enough? That's all I was going to give you anyway.
Yeah, somewhat.
Well, I know. That's all I was going to give you. I told you.
Is it all solid?
Oh, Lord!
I love
parody.
Yep.
Instagram every meal I've had.
That's not the parody of the happy song.
Yes, it is.
Yep. By Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Yeah, I know. But it's not fitting dance to the original.
Sorry, turn on its side.
There, yep, now it does.
Sorry, turn it to its side, baby. Mm-hmm. How did you have that time?
What's he saying? He's like tacky?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I did hear it right.
Okay, with that, you might just be tempted to.
Sarah, no, go sit on this
chair. No, for this or that.
I don't know.
Are you a pretty girl or just really bad?
No. Pretty
young,
silly.
No, stop me. May I have something to drink?
Stop, I can't miss.
Because I'm tacky. Yes, tacky. This is not by me, though. This is someone far better at it.
Yeah, we're not into it.
Bring me shame, can't nothing. Bring me shame, I never know why. Bring me shame, can't nothing. Bring me shame, take it now.
Bring me shame.
Yes. I need something to drink so I can cleanse the palate.
Here.
Ooh, what do we have here?
I've already prepared it.
Ooh. Thank you. There is actually a female vocal in the high, as the high. I was actually thinking about doing a parody of this called Realty, where I sell Realty.
No, the music videos of this though
is
awesome.
Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah. Wow! Yeah, my part's gonna be boring.
Jack Black was in it.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
We have to see that. We'll have to put it on YouTube.
It was great. See, we've got
my
fans
out
there. Huh? I can't stand the Sims ones.
Oh, it's so amazing. You have to try it.
Yeah, my part's gonna be boring.
Oh, shoot. There's the. Wait, let me get the.
I hate the eval. I hate it.
I'll try it. So delicious.
I can't really do much about it.
I know.
I know.
They'll come out with
the
coconut
so
one in summer.
Want to
share
with
me?
I always have issues with it.
Okay, let's get you one.
No.
Well, then sit down so we enjoy it. So just... You'll have to look at that one with Weird Al. You would like that.
I know.
We need a vocalist who is fluid and butt.
There's
something
that's
not me, Gregory.
Tastes like coconut. Is it nice?
Oh, it's cold.
Oh, I can... You know what? You let it sit for about 10 minutes.
No, it's all right.
They said I took it out for an hour and a half. It was out for 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Jeez. It's frozen.
Oh, that's why. I'm using the thinner table.
No wonder
it was connecting.
Yeah, I hate evals to say to...
It's nice, huh?
I hate evals with a passion. I always have.
It should be... maybe it should sit out more.
Let's see.
What is it called?
You got a lot of evals in your...
This one is the pineapple one.
You got a lot of umlauts.
Oh, that's
I know.
What I...
Thank you.
Umlauts. Pineapple.
Yeah.
He's got
They're
a
good.
Lot of
pineapple
umlauts.
Upside down cheesecake.
I gave him.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What do they call it upside down? Call the pineapple at the bottom?
Yeah. Let's, like pineapple down cake.
Yeah, that's true.
Where else? I think that's about it. Actually.
Let's see. I'm going to find something. Oh, yeah, I should do that. Well,
they have a bazillion of these. Isn't it amazing?
No,
it wasn't the right...
I mean, usually it's not this cold.
PDF?
Actually,
no, PDF I gave you?
I have it somewhere.
Being cold
six.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
yummy. They have a mango one.
Oh, yeah.
This was
like real?
No. This is all comical.
Is this my boyfriend's back?
They were, but... Those harmonies were insane.
Is that him?
Huh?
Is that him?
Have you ever heard of what he makes up? It's unbelievable. He's so talented. He's like Weird Al.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you have listened to some of them. They're just unbelievable.
Mm.
Do you like them?
You should try it, Ruben.
I will try some in a moment.
Yeah, he makes a lot of stuff up. He's amazing. Like Weird Al, just like Weird Al.
Yes, there is.
No, it's very...
Something?
And I had the idea, but I had the notation wrong.
I mean,
when I originally did it in 05.
Did you guys ever think of volunteering your time with visually impaired children? Because you guys have a lot to offer. You and
maybe.
Sarah. I just got to throw it out there. Isn't that delicious? That's amazing, huh?
And now my team is going to ruin you for swimming. Wait and see. Whoops.
Isn't that something? I know, right?
Hey, la, the posse's back.
We're missing one little harmony, which I can't really hear. Hey, ouch.
Yes, because the original did.
Oh.
Did I ever show you that nasally audio clip?
Right, kind of set. I finally tested out the driver, and it seems to be working just fine.
And I wasn't really trying to make any voices. I sounded like that.
Yeah, it was when you were doing that file to, what's his name?
Oh, wait.
No, yeah.
This was another thing that I did.
This was like in, what, 94?
98.
Right.
What are you doing here?
Get out of here. Yeah. Help, I'm stuck in the drain. Wow.
That was an old skit that I did.
Yeah, Ruben and I had a lot catch up when Jill was at work.
Yes, we've had a lot of history together with the files that we sent over the years. Oh yeah, check this out. And we'd laugh and we'd play it and wave out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we use work here.
It's interesting. Okay, yes, I know it was bad, but check this out.
Yeah. And you saved me once when I lost a file to my album.
Yeah.
I think that was you.
It was me.
Try it with this.
Mm. This really is good.
What is that?
I'm so glad. It was so hard for us. There were like a bazillion. It's Cheesecake Factory. Which one do you choose?
I do plan on redoing this because I have an actual instrumental for it.
I had
crappy headphones at that time.
Oh.
So I couldn't hear everything.
Our realtor is anything but fair.
What's that a parody of?
One more.
Message in a bottle.
What? By who?
The police.
Of course. You like that band?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing the block this summer. Oh, hello. No, you heard it, Joe?
Well, this was actually a rendered MIDI with MIDI, with SynFont. SynFont's
good. SynFont's good.
Yes, but we had MIDI Syn originally.
What is that?
SynFont.
That's chewable. The red thing.
What red thing? That's pineapple.
That's weird. Right?
Oh, it's going to be candied pineapple.
Keep in mind, I was using a pair of Radio Shack headphones because the ones I normally got died.
No.
And I was waiting for 10 pairs to come in from that company.
You like it?
They no longer exist.
Really?
Oh,
I'm so happy. I know you don't eat this normally.
Again.
I know.
Radio Shack headphones. Do you think I wanted to sound that bad?
Not.
Leave that to us people who don't sing. The sharpness, right, Holly?
Here's the thing. I was having trouble hearing myself.
Well, it's hard if you say, like you say, don't have the right equipment.
And then I got the Lennox brand headphones, and they were so bright that I was actually suffering from it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not a
good one.
Oh!
I need a napkin.
Yes, you do.